And the Times has certainly driven that point home on steroids. The Times obviously is left-wing on its opinion pages, but it is so left-wing on its news pages these days that it frequently has thinly disguised editorials masquerading as news stories in order to influence public opinion. All right. Denver Post today, when I got my post waiting at my doorstep, front page story above the fold. That's featuring. You know, a lot of people don't read much of the news outside of the front page. They get their impressions largely from the front page. About VA hospitals, headline, Kaufman bill draws political crossfire. You look at that, and it already biases me. Wait a second. Yeah, I was really proud and appreciative of the fact that Mike Kaufman, as a Marine who loves the military, as I do, although I wasn't a Marine, I was merely a
U.S. Army.
Army guy, although I did work as a senior civilian for the Navy Department at the Pentagon. Those are my credentials. I was very appreciative and grateful for what Mike Kaufman did recently and has been doing his whole career in order to advance the interests of soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and veterans especially. And I don't have to review the terrible things that are happening with the Veterans Administration these days and the deplorable treatment of vets at hospitals. So the VA is part of a massive bureaucracy known as the federal government, and it's very difficult to move that bureaucracy. It is so stultified within itself. So Mike came up with an idea in the form of a bill that passed, which would shake up the system a little bit by introducing the idea of special project managers?
Yeah, the Army Corps of Engineers to have oversight over VA hospital construction projects.
Through a special project manager.
Right.
To try to shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Had virtually no opposition in Congress. It sailed through. And no doubt that has helped Mike's campaign. So here's how the game is played. If you're rooting for Andrew Romanoff, former Speaker of the Colorado House, who's a lockstep Democrat, and Mike Kaufman is doing well in a district, incidentally, that leans Democrat now, the 6th District. Going into this race, even though Mike was the incumbent, Andrew Romanoff was a heavy favorite to win, and a ton of money is poured in from the Democratic Party and from other groups to get Romanoff elected and to kick Mike out of that seat. So if you're rooting for Mike Kaufman, and if you're in the media, and if you're the Denver Post, even though they endorsed Cory Gardner, maybe they think Udall's a lost cause. On the other three statewide races, they have endorsed Democrats. They endorsed just the other day, or today, I think, Jonah Goose for Secretary of State, Don Quick for Attorney General over your wife, I should
right.
note, Cynthia Kaufman, and John Hickenlooper for Governor. Those are three statewide races. So they had to throw in one statewide race for the Republicans. Otherwise, the Post, even if they have no shame, would feel awkward about only endorsing Democrats. Now, they do endorse Republicans in state legislative races, especially Republicans who are in absolutely safe Republican districts. So it makes it seem as if they're more even-handed. But even with Vincent Carroll on the editorial page as the editorial page editor, I mean, he doesn't own the editorial page. There's a chain of command at the Post. It's a very liberal culture. Vincent can only go so far. I suspect the Cory Gardner endorsement was perhaps made or greatly influenced above his pay grade. And the news pages are very, very helpful for the Denver Post in any number of issues. And the Post just doesn't report. They do agenda journalism. They don't just report on same-sex marriage, for example. I mean, they cheerlead for it and they celebrate it. All right, I'm not opposed to same-sex marriage. I'm just observing this. On any number of other issues, when it comes to education issues, the Denver Post is in bed with the teachers union, generally, on its news pages. So this story, and we'll get into the details of it since Mike is right here, and I'm laying a lot of foundation, but I think it's important to do so you understand what the background of this is. And you're not going to get a newspaper editor to admit this kind of stuff. So I have to kind of analyze it and make some assumptions. So this is just, I don't have hard evidence on any of this. The story that's on the front page today by Mark Matthews, and I don't know Mark Matthews, is what I call a planted story. He's writing this story about some criticism of Mike Kaufman's bill that's already been passed. in the Senate as well?
Where it's pending in the Senate.
Yeah, everything's pending in the Senate because right. Harry Reid doesn't want to have yeah. Democrats make him vote on anything
sure.
in election year when he's desperately trying to keep control. But it passed the House. It sure. sailed through the House. If Mike is benefiting from his work in this area, you want to try to neutralize it as best as you can before the election if you're rooting for Romanoff. Now, this story, if you read it, and if you're gullible, doesn't look like a biased story. Both sides are presented, except one side is presented with more column inches than the other side. And what it plants in the minds of readers is, well, this Mike Kaufman bill may not be all it's cracked up to be. So the attempt here is to neutralize whatever advantage Mike gets out of being associated with this bill. And you were principally associated
right.
with this bill. The subhead does say, partisanship is being blamed for criticism of a move to use the Corps of Engineers to oversee projects. But they talk about partisanship on both sides, so they neutralize the partisanship here. It says in the lead, when Congressman Kaufman last month pitched an idea to reform how the government builds veterans' hospitals, the U.S. House barely noticed, approving his proposal after just 20 minutes of debate. The U.S. House barely noticed? I'm not sure if I understand that. We'll find out more later. Indeed, the chamber did away with the usual recorded vote and instead passed it with a chorus of ayes. Yes. Why did they do that? Why?
Well, first of all, he didn't say that it. We held been working on this issue for 2 years, held public hearings on it. We even had a field hearing here in Denver on the issue, a formal field hearing, and it was voted unanimously in the House committee.
Democrats and Republicans.
Democrats and Republicans. And so he never references that. Because it was passed out unanimously, it was put on what's called the suspension calendar that requires a two-thirds vote. And if any member objects, then you have to have a recorded vote. And again, it has to pass by two-thirds. So it was expedited. And one of the reasons why it came up so late is because the House Veterans Affairs Committee chairman wanted to get – we had this major – overhaul of the Veterans Administration healthcare system pending, and he wanted to narrowly craft our House position to merely reflect changes in the healthcare system and wanted to deal with a construction issue after the fact.
All right. It says, in the week since its September 16th passage, the Kaufman bill, you see you're getting credit for it, thank you, the Kaufman bill has emerged as an issue in the Aurora Republicans' close race against Democrat Andrew Romanoff. Emerged as an issue. Why has it emerged as an issue?
Well,
we'll
really,
find out.
Yeah, okay.
All right. The reason, at least on the surface, and you bet on the surface, is because of how his measure would reform the Department of Veterans Affairs. But underneath this fight is pure politics, with each side accusing the other of using the issue to gain an advantage. That's the way you neutralize it as well. This is a device by the Democratic Party nationally in this race to try to cut its losses on the advantage that his participation in this effort has given to Mike Kaufman. So, of course, each side is partisan, but this was an aggressive act by the Democrats, this whole fabricated controversy on the – there is no controversy
and
on
he failed
bill.
To mention that the ranking member, Democrat, Ann Kirkpatrick out of Arizona wrote the legislation with me and was the original co-sponsor on the bill when we introduced it.
Now, we're going to find out about Corrine Brown, a congresswoman from Florida, the 5th Congressional District of Florida, a district that voted for Barack Obama 73% to 26% in 2012, and a district she was in which she was elected with 71% of the vote in 2012. She's a solid, liberal, partisan Democrat. And she was used as a tool in this to create this contrived controversy, along with somebody that the Democrats were able to find in the Corps of Engineers that could be party to this. Going fast forward just a second, because I have to take a break. If Corrine Brown was the one who was used to stir up a hornet's nest because of her discomfort with this bill, why did she vote for it in committee?
Well, she not only voted for it in committee, she ended up supporting it on the floor at the end of the day, even after that 20 minutes of debate.
So she couldn't have thought it was that bad then?
Well, I think it's just, this was a partisan ploy that at the end of the day failed, and thank God it did, and the Republicans and Democrats rose above that partisanship and passed the bill on behalf of our veterans. And it's because I was very concerned. I always felt that I would be blindsided at the end because of the fact that this is such a heavily targeted race.
All right. We'll get into some more of the guts of this. It's a fascinating story. And it shows how a news organ like the Denver Post can use its influence to manipulate. And one question I would have for Mark Matthews, who wrote this story, his byline is on it, is how did he come by this story? Did he dig it up on his own? Or is he simply operating from a Democratic press release or a phone call? Right back on 850 KOA.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
I've been telling you about my friends at American Financing for some time now. They're sponsoring this hour of my podcast. Work with salaried loan officers, get pre-approved in an hour, close in as fast as 8 days. 303-695-7000 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, Congressman Mike Kaufman in the studio with us, running for re-election in the 6th Congressional District. This is the anatomy of a planted, biased news story by Mark Matthews, front page above the fold in the Denver Post. I'm sure he won't like my analysis of it, nor will the Denver Post, and I don't give a damn. I can only, if I were Alan Drury, remember Alan Drury wrote a book called Advise and Consent, The Promise of Joy, several books. He was a phenomenal writer about political intrigue in Washington. So if I were Alan Drury writing about this, I'd make some suppositions because I have some sense of the way the game is played in Washington. So the Democrats, with a key race here in Colorado that's winnable for Republicans, would like to see Andrew Romanoff win and Mike Kaufman lose. And Kaufman's getting a lot of credit for the work he's done to get the VA off the dime and get back within budget. It's too late for that, but get the damn hospitals finished. So here's what I'm surmising. Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama are in cahoots, and they find somebody at the Corps of Engineers. He's named in this piece in the Post as Lloyd Caldwell, the director of military programs. Is he civilian or military?
Civilian.
Civilian, okay. Who would be willing to write something critical of this bill. And then they find a member of Kaufman's committee, Corrine Brown, a black liberal Democrat from Florida, who is then told to send a memo to the Corps of Engineers to Lloyd Caldwell because we've already vetted him, and he will respond by sending you a letter back telling you what some of the problems could be with this project. Then you can say that, this was a political move by Kaufman just to win some brownie points before the election. As a matter of fact, Mark Matthews is writing this story. He's not quoting anybody else in this passage. This is in his own voice. He said, let me find that passage, please. Bear with me for a second. One trigger for the attacks on Kaufman is the timing of the vote because Congress won't meet again before Election Day and likely for only a few weeks in a lame duck session afterward. The chance of it getting through the Senate is slim, which opens Kaufman to criticism that the late vote on his bill was intended to bolster his standing with veteran voters. Yeah, it opens you to criticism from Mark Matthews speaking for Democrats. What about that? Now, Harry Reid isn't letting anything get voted on the Senate anyway, but weren't you obliged to move this bill along and vote on it?
Yeah, I was on the conference committee and was a leader on getting the health care reform bill done. And so the committee chairman, Jeff Miller, out of Florida, took the position early on that the biggest thing we want to get done in the negotiation with the Senate over the VA health care reform is that we want to give veterans a choice to be able to go outside the system if they live a certain distance from a VA healthcare facility or they can't get an appointment within a reasonable wait time. And so he wanted anything else left to wait until after we passed the bill. We passed the bill and the president signed it on August 8th, and then my bill was allowed to go forward in September. And so that was the timing of it. But it's irrelevant. I think the fact is that there's tons of bills waiting in the Senate and that oftentimes things move in the lame duck session, which I hope it does. If not, it would probably move in a Republican-led Senate.
Now, here's the ticking time bomb. I'm going to have to tease that because I want to spend enough time on this and read word for word from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee who dashed off a statement criticizing Mike Kaufman in over-the-top vituperative terms. The wording of this just drips with venom. And they were able to do this because of what they orchestrated to proceed to precede it. I'll get to the wording of that. Don't miss it when we come back after our bottom of the hour news break.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
I've been telling you about my friends at American Financing for some time now. They're sponsoring this hour of my podcast. Work with salaried loan officers, get pre-approved in an hour, close in as fast as 8 days. 303-695-7000 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, Congressman Mike Hoffman in the studio with us. We're talking about a Denver Post front page above the fold, putting in question the virtue of Mike Hoffman's hard work to get the VA hospital's problem off the dime. And so after the Democrats cleverly working out this strategy to come up with anything that they could to influence the Kaufman-Romanoff race by questioning the value of what Mike Kaufman has done, without going through the whole thing again, they find somebody in the Corps of Engineers to send a letter to Corrine Brown, a Democrat from Florida on Kaufman's committee, to say this isn't such a great idea. Maybe because of this, that, or the other thing. Then the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, with this as evidence, issues this, quote, "Time and again, it's become clear that no matter what he says in Colorado, Congressman Kaufman can't be trusted to do the right thing in Washington." That from Brandon Lorenz, a Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee spokesman in a statement. And I suspect that statement found its way to the Denver Post, maybe to an editor. They give the story to Mark Matthews, or maybe they call Mark because they think he's going to be friendly to their cause, and he writes a front page story. And now if Mike Kaufman is getting some benefit out of his work here, that's been called into question, and it neutralizes the issue in Romanoff's favor. That's my speculation on it, and obviously I don't have any secret recordings that I've been able to get about some of the strategy sessions. But, hell, this is the way the game is played, and the Republicans sometimes play the game this way as well. In this case, we're talking about your race against Kaufman in the 6th Congressional District.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Denver Post duplicity in this. Now, it's their newspaper. They can do whatever they want. Freedom of the press. This just doesn't smell good, this story. It doesn't pass the smell test. Now, I'm wondering, they haven't endorsed in your race yet with Romanoff, have they?
No, they haven't.
I'm wondering whether the Denver Post can save its credibility by endorsing you in this race, then protecting them from suspicious people like me who are saying, yeah, this is part of their plan to endorse Romanoff. Maybe they're not going to endorse him.
Well, you know, I think what the story should have focused on is where did this letter come from that I was blindsided after repeated meetings with the Corps of Engineers and they helped me write this legislation. They never got back to me that any changes were required. They thought it was a good idea, and they never the letter that they sent to her based on her request was never even sent to me, the author of the legislation, nor even the ranking Democrat who was the original co-sponsor, Ann Kirkpatrick out of Arizona, never put in the story that about the public hearings that were held about and the problems with VA construction. The fact that there was a vote in the House committee, a recorded vote, and the Army Corps of Engineers never stepped forward and said there was a problem. I mean, I think somebody outside of Washington would probably look at this and say, this just doesn't pass the smell test. This is clearly a partisan move.
You actually talked to this Lloyd Caldwell, did you not, the director of military programs at the Corps of Engineers?
Oh, sure. And he raised absolutely no objections to the bill. And again, he's never contacted me. He was told by a political appointee to honor the request of this Corrine Brown, who ended up, and I don't think it's really mentioned in the article, who ended up supporting the bill at the end. I mean, their whole this was a partisan move that collapsed. And let me tell you, on veterans issues, Republicans and Democrats have risen above the partisan politics in Washington and supporting our nation's veterans. And they did it in this instance, too. And so did they try, I think, to do a move? Yes, they did. Did it fail? Yes, it did.
So the Democrats supported this bill. But now, in this particular race, they've concocted this little conspiracy, I surmise, in order to damage your chances of holding your seat and getting elected, in order to help a Democrat get elected to that seat. Sure. That's the motive behind this. It certainly seems that way to me.
Well, I think so.
Here's another of the criticisms. Brown, this is the California Democrat on your committee.
Florida. And she's on the full committee. She's not on my subcommittee.
Florida Democrat.
Sure.
Fifth, I opened up my Almanac of American Politics, fifth congressional district in Florida. Exactly right. Brown used these comments to oppose Kaufman's legislation, writing in her own letter to fellow lawmakers that the additional responsibilities could overburden the agency. Now she's talking about the Corps of Engineers. They have other projects outside of the VA that you want to give them more leverage with. She cited nearly $6 billion in backlogged projects, adding that any new work, like the VA hospital, may negatively impact the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' ability to complete these critical infrastructure projects in a timely manner. Doesn't say which infrastructure projects she's talking about, but if there's any kind of a conflict on this diagram of which is going to be completed when, I guess you prioritize. And perhaps the VA hospital completion is more important than the Corps of Engineers working on a statue for Barack Obama in some park someplace.
Well, the GAO report was very clear that there at the time that the GAO did their study last year on the four hospitals under construction, it said that the average of these four, if you take an average, over $330 million over budget apiece, average, and about 3 years behind schedule. I mean, stunning. And the project in Aurora is in such a mess that it's actually in litigation now with the general contractor who said this is so mismanaged that the true cost of this hospital, where the VA is saying it was $600 million, is over $1 billion. And so we need a third party to come in and unravel this and bring the cost down. And what the GAO study said is the Army Corps of Engineers, again, has built similar projects for the Department of Defense, these hospitals, within budget and on schedule.
Hmm. The status quo is to continue to let the VA do what it's been doing. What you want to do is introduce some outside agency to come in and move it along, break the logjam.
Has to happen. And what the Army Corps of Engineers was very explicit to me in saying is that they feel that they ought to be the construction arm for the Veterans Administration as they are for other federal agencies. That's their core competency. The Veterans Administration, God bless them, they have some issues that have to be worked out. But they are a healthcare delivery service and a benefits delivery service for the men and women who have served our country in uniform, and they are clearly not a construction entity.
Let's go to John in Berthoud. We'll take a phone call quickly, take a break, and come back. Yes, John, what's on your mind?
If he really wants to win, he needs to stand up with a sign like Alan Grayson did saying, "Democrats want you to die," and then say the reason is because they're all following Barack Hussein Ebola.
Yeah, well, Alan Grayson from Florida is a first-class idiot. No, he's not an idiot. He's a lawyer. He's just a vile person. By the way, he won a seat back in Florida, didn't he, Grayson?
He did, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's not Mike's style. I hate to see him do that.
I hope not.
Yeah. But I understand you're talking with tongue-in-cheek. At least I hope you are.
I'm printing up bumper stickers that say it.
And remember that this plan that they hatched, or whatever you want to call it, this maneuver failed. At the end of the day, it failed, and the Democrats stood for the veterans. They didn't stand for this partisan game, and I'm proud of that fact.
So, if it failed, why is the Denver Post resurrecting it with a news story?
I think that
you don't have to answer that.
I don't know why.
I think I've already answered it. All right. Thanks for your phone call, John. Right back on 850 KOA.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
I've been telling you about my friends at American Financing for some time now. They're sponsoring this hour of my podcast. Work with salaried loan officers, get pre-approved in an hour, close in as fast as 8 days. 303-695-7000 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Representative Mike Hoffman in the studio with us, talking about this Denver Post story, front page above the fold, trying to make much ado over nothing, I think, in order to do damage control for Andrew Romanoff. Let's go to Aurora. Linda, you're on 850 KOA. Hello, Linda.
Yes. I want Mike also to keep fighting for the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, it's so important.
What's Romanoff's position on the pipeline?
He doesn't have one. He won't take one, which I think is just gutless. No, he's just. Oh, we've got to study it some more.
We've been studying it for more than 6 years.
Oh my God, everything. I mean, it's the typical Barack Obama position which is no position to try and kill it through not taking a position, through not taking action. Let me tell you, I believe in North American energy security. Having five overseas deployments, four in the Middle East, you can bet. I believe that we ought to be independent, and that's what I'm fighting for.
Okay. Linda, anything else?
Yes, and when his opponent was here, he made a great big statement about how he doesn't do dirty politics, but do you think maybe this Denver Post thing is part of his plan?
Well, you know, he can't force the Denver Post to do anything, but...
No. I'm trying to say perhaps they help them find out these things.
Oh, I think if you look at his ads, I don't think he's risen above the fray.
Yeah. Yeah. Planted stories are nothing new in the journalism profession. You shop for a like-minded journalist who then takes something as a news story that would be better presented as an editorial. Let me ask you, Mike, off this topic. I am not very high on sending U.S. military personnel to Liberia or any place else in West Africa where this is an epidemic. If the United States is going to help, why don't we let the UN, let the World Health Organization recruit some people, not U.S. uniformed military personnel, to do this?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, I think two things. I think, number one, we do support organizations like the World Health Organization, WHO, and they ought to be the folks on the ground. And we can certainly support that operation. And also, we need to restrict air travel. My gosh, I can't believe that it's become politically correct not to restrict air travel coming out of these infected countries.
Regarding Liberia, I also understand that Obama's sending now 4,000 military people there, including the Corps of Engineers, to build some kind of a medical facility, the same Corps of Engineers that are already, according to this story in the Post, overburdened with other projects?
Yeah, we really don't want them building healthcare facilities for the men and women who have made tremendous sacrifices in defense of our freedom. Let's send them overseas to build them somewhere else.
Yeah, let the UN recruit some engineers to do this kind of thing. We're the largest single contributor to the UN anyway. All right, if we've got to give them a few more bucks to do this, but I don't want to put American soldiers in harm's way in an epidemic-infested region.
No,
that's not what they signed up for.
Yeah, it's tragic. And it's amazing that's our focus in American foreign policy right now.
Let's go to Paul in Denver. You're on 850 KOA. Hello, Paul.
Yes, I spent over 10 years at the medical center, CU Medical Center. I watched more than 10 buildings rise out of the ground in Children's Hospital, basically all rectangles. Mm-hmm. Is the VA in competition for a design award, or are they treating veterans? Three separate buildings, that means six sides, three separate fronts, three separate backs with connecting ways. The two other buildings have curved faces, which means a loss of interior space, treatment space. I do not understand, but there's your cost overruns. My God, and then they're putting in these covered walkways to connect the buildings. I mean, how asinine a design is that?
No, I think that, and that point was taken, was made in the Government Accountability Study, Office GAO study, where it said that, hey, look, there ought to be just a template, a design, the cookie-cutter design for all these facilities, and why on earth do you start from scratch every time, and as well as the change order process, the fact that they were designing as they were building has driven the cost of this project.
I agree. Yeah. All the other buildings seem to function quite well and don't need all this architectural.
I think the
beauty.
Vets who go there for treatment are more concerned about having the thing available for treatment than what it looks like.
Exactly. And now if you have to walk between three different buildings, depending on what department you're going to, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Okay, time for one more call. In Broomfield, John, you're on 850 KOA. About a minute left, John. John, what's on your
Mike.
Mind?
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, yeah. I just wanted to let the congressman know that I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm having some issues out at the Aurora Clinic. I had a severe weight loss and met with one of the doctors out there, and they suggested I have a mental health exam to see if depression was involved. And I've been working for the last 3 weeks to try to get an appointment. And finally, someone called me, and they basically said that once my name gets up on the list, and they wouldn't tell me how long that would be, it would be several months before they could look at. Now, I don't think I'm in real serious situation, but it dawned on me that if the other folks are on that list that maybe have some issues and it's taking several months, and when I mentioned that I was going to send
I'll tell you what,
to my congressman.
John, we're all out of time. Let me put you on hold, and you can tell the rest of your story to Mike after we go off air. We've got the afternoon news coming up next. Stay with us back tomorrow. You're on 850 KOA.